Blog Talk Radio.
Peace out, East.
And welcome to the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts.
Okay.
Brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature center paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Moon Magic with your hosts, Reverend Jeanette and David Ewing. And yes, we're using the Rev. It dawned on us the other day when we were speaking with new minister, Reverend Charlotte Baer, who has a green faith ministry as a big focus of her ministry. And we'll talk about her new show at the end of our show tonight. And as we were preparing for her show and talking about show ideas, she asked about the use of the Rev title, Reverend. And it dawned on me when I was talking to her that Selena Fox, Reverend Selena Fox, is the only one of us doing our podcasts that routinely uses the Rev as a descriptor for themselves for their particular podcast. And it didn't dawn on me until she had said it. And
no, yeah, because Char, we were talking to her about setting her up for her stuff, and she mentioned that, like, we're talking about, like, setting up and you know, like, how to list everybody on the website and everything else, and you whether or not to use the Reverend term. And, yeah, that's when we realized that, like, the only one we used the Reverend term for was Selena.
And originally, years ago, when we were doing podcasts through Witch School, had you and I been ordained yet or not?
I thought so.
Well, maybe. I'm trying to remember
now. Yeah, I think we just had, because we started those November 11th, 2011.
But we didn't use that title for us, and so we just didn't, because nobody else, except for Selena, was a Rev. And even Deborah Rose, who is one of our other podcasters and has her own show, was not ordained yet until several years later. Mm-hmm. And then Laura Gonzalez, who is also a Rev with Circle Sanctuary, did not become ordained until, is either, I guess it was 2020.
Yeah.
So now everybody who is with Circle Sanctuary Network podcast,
all the hosts
are
Reverends.
Yeah, we're all Revs. So,
and nearly everybody else who's involved, with other aspects of the podcasting portion of things too, are Revs. So
and again, in coming up with this Char's new show, Charlotte's, it came up. So we'll be Revs. We're going to be Revs from now on.
Yeah,
because we've been Revs, and now we'll use the term Rev for our Revness.
Yeah, we'll be updating things for ourselves and Laura and Deb and everybody else.
Yes.
It's really, because it was brought up, it was significant, the fact that at this point now, all the hosts for CSNP are ordained ministers with Circle Sanctuary.
Exactly. Yeah. So why not celebrate that and make that as part of who we are, which I think is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
As a network, as a fledgling podcasting network, and we're on our third year now. It'll be
CSNP.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing to spotlight that.
Yeah.
Because it is one of the things that makes our particular podcasting network unique, is that even though we have focuses that can be very different, one of the things that does unite us is the fact that we are, and a commonality is that we are ordained Circle Sanctuary ministers.
Right. Which also reinforces the fact that Circle Sanctuary is not, does not have a set
dogma.
You can practice, I mean, you're fairly open to practice your path as a circle minister. You don't have to, you know, with it, unlike other traditions and other organizations, you know, there is no set. This is the circle way of doing things. You must do things the circle way if you're going to be ordained by circle. And, you know, this is the only way that you do things because this is the circle way. It doesn't, it's not like that with circle. It's you have to, and this is really off topic from what we're, our topic tonight, but anyway, this is kind of a good refresher, is that you don't have to follow a specific path or tradition, but you do have to follow specific code of conduct to be with a member of Circle Sanctuary, and especially to be a circle minister. There are specific things that you do have to support, certain ideals and ideas that you do have to support, but you don't have, but you're not locked into a specific tradition. You could be, I don't think we have anybody now, but I mean, essentially you could be, you could follow a Druid or a Norse path at your core and still be a circle of minister.
Right.
As long as you, you know, attune to nature and, you know, respect of others and all the things that are part of the Circle of Sanctuary code of conduct and guidelines. Yeah. So
there you go.
There you go. Okay.
And the tie into this, here's the tie into this. It's January. This is the first full moon of 2022. It happened on Monday, the wolf moon. And even though the full moon was on Monday, our shows are on Thursdays. So you can make the argument that, yes, the moon is still full, but it is starting to wane because it's 3 days after the full moon.
Yeah.
So I still think you can do a lot of interesting things at this time. And given this particular month as the first full moon of the year, people have a tendency to want to try and embrace new things, to make the resolution or multiple resolutions. And I thought this might be a nice time to do a little bit of introspective work. Mm-hmm. In a significant part of the U.S., it's cold outside. Maybe a few places that are more comfortable, but most places are cold. A lot of places in the U.S., especially the more northerly latitudes, have had snow and or some sort of frozen precipitation.
I did talk to somebody recently who was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, who mentioned that she had to put on a jacket recently because it was down into the 50s at night.
There are a few places, but even in a place like Florida, you still feel the sun at its weakened state.
Mm-hmm.
You still have fewer minutes of total daylight than nighttime.
Yeah.
So you still feel some aspect of winter. It's a time when people have a tendency to be in hibernation mode, to be in an introspective mode. As 2021 made its end and we began 2022. There's still a lot of chaos going on in the world. We're still dealing with a pandemic. We're still dealing with chaotic aspects in our life as a trickle-down effect of the pandemic, supply issues, rising food prices. But it's still a new year. And in spite of all that, you can still make strides for yourself to be a better person, to be a happier person, to try to be more at peace in your life, or maybe live a simpler life, a less stress-free life. And so that's what this particular full moon ritual is going to focus on. So the setup I have for tonight, and I decided to use a different wand. We have a number of different things that I've used to cast circles with. Some people only use things like athames, or some people swords.
Mm-hmm.
I've used those in the past. We have a variety of different ones with, you know, made out of different kinds of things. But I tend to gravitate more towards the wand. Maybe it's a Harry Potter thing. I don't know.
No, it was before that.
It was before that. It was. I've always been drawn to stones. Stones and crystals of different kinds. And I have a big quartz point that is a wand size clear quartz point that I use. But it dawned on me, I was walking around getting things set up and decided to use a wand that one of our regional craft artists sells at a regional Pagan Pride Day in mm-hmm. Frederick, Maryland. I'm not even sure where this person lives, but they live somewhere in the area, and they make a variety of different kinds of things, including wands. And this wand is got an amethyst point at one end and a little tiny quartz point at the other. And I thought, we'll use it.
Okay.
We'll use it. So I've got that. I've got the usual setup. This time I am using, instead of using tea lights in my little colored jars I've done in the past, and I've used colored tea light holders, I've got color candles, the quote-unquote spell candles, little chime candles for my sacred directions
mm-hmm.
and elements, and a white candle for the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have lit a little round candle in a new candle holder that we got when we were in Iceland. And if you haven't listened to the podcast of the first Thursday of the month, we spent a whole hour talking about Iceland and the myth and magic of Iceland. And I got a candle holder made out of...
Was it the black sand one?
Yeah, it's the black sand one, which is a really cool. And just kind of keeps me kind of tied in to that very cold northerly place, which really symbolizes winter for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So without further ado, get yourself comfortable. Sit down in a comfortable chair or on the floor or what have you. Take some nice deep breaths. And I'm going to begin by casting our circle of energy, of protection, of community. And visualize a bright light of any particular color that represents protection, connection. Visualize that surrounding the immediate place where you are sitting. You might have a simple altar set up, or maybe none. And as you continue to focus on that bright light, see it surrounding you, above and below, in front of you and behind you, to the left and the right. It might be a circle or maybe an egg shape or something along those lines. And then feel that and press it out so that it covers and encompasses the room that you are in. And then take another deep breath. And push that out so that it encompasses and surrounds the place where you live. Maybe it's an apartment, townhouse, a larger house. Then send that out a little bit farther so that it is encircling the land that your apartment or your townhouse or your home is on. And now that you've done that, send out a tendril of light, same bright light, in to the cosmos. You are now connected to all of those of your tribe and your community, those who are listening now and listening in the time to come. The circle is cast. Mm-hmm. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And we turn our attention to the east, to the home of the rising sun. And we call on and ask the elementals, spirits, and guardians in the sacred element of air to be with us to send us the winds of change, to send us messages from our deities and our ancestors. Be with us, guide us, and grant us wisdom. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and the air, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And we turn to the south, and we call on the guardians, the elementals, and the spirits of the south, and the sacred element of fire. And we call to the south and the element of fire, to keep warm our hearts as we face the cold months to come and this cold time of year, And we realize that we can be cold to each other as well. As we spend more time inside and we interact with people more at a distance, as we have during the past 2 years, but during this, the cold time of the year, we tend to spend more time inside and relate to people and in a more remote way, which tends to lend itself to being less empathetic and less caring about others. So let's turn to the south and imagine the warmth of the sacred fires. Come into our hearts and help us to remember to be kind during this time of year as we deal with others and as we think of what it is we're going to accomplish in 2022. Guardians, elementals, and spirits of the south and the sacred fires, we welcome you. Blessed be.
We turn our attention to the west, the home of the setting sun, and we welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West, the sacred element of water in all of its forms, into our circle. And we ask these elemental forces and these spirits and guardians to aid us in being more intuitive and to help healing our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. And to lend us energies and powers of compassion and empathy for others and ourselves. And as we think about elemental forces of water in all their forms, we think about our connections to the waters deep below us and the aquifers below our planet, to the oceans that surround our Earth, to the glaciers in the world's coldest places. And to the tiny streams that flow into the deepest, strongest rivers. And know that we are connected also to these many waters of Mother Earth. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water in all of its forms, we welcome you. Blessed be.
And now we turn to the north and we call to the spirits and the elementals and the guardians of the north and the sacred element of earth. When I envision the north at this time of year, I think of the Arctic and the cold, frozen tundras, snow, ice. So let's tap into the energy of the frozen earth. And we call to the frozen earth. And we connect with that ideal and its influence to hold in place those good things in your life. As a foundation for moving forward. Friends, your family, everything that's good in your life. We give thanks for those things, and we envision the frozen earth to help us keep those things in our lives. Embrace. Huh? Yeah. To sort of keep those things in place in our lives. Spirits, guardians, and elementals of the north and the frozen earth. Keep that which is good in place in our lives. We welcome you. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Some different themes for tonight.
And now we focus our attention on the power of the moon and the goddess as moon goddess. She who is known by many names from many different cultures. And we focus our attention in particular on the goddess Caradhwen, mother goddess, moon goddess, crone goddess, goddess of wisdom. Caradhwen, goddess of the moon. Crone goddess of winter, of this dark and cold time of the year. Lend us and bless us powers of introspection. Of wisdom. So that we may reflect on what is meaningful to us and what we wish to accomplish this year. Moon goddess, come to us. 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 Caradwyn, crone goddess, moon goddess, we welcome you in our circle tonight. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And let's take a few moments for a short journey of introspection and reflection to aid us in coming inspirations. And this year, maybe we resolve to do something a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
Before we begin our little journey, you think about what you wish to achieve, but also think about what we're calling our anti-resolutions. And would you like to?
Oh. An anti-resolution?
Yes.
So much of the time at the beginning of the year, everybody makes, well, not everybody, but many people, it's common to make resolutions. And these are things that people typically want to do, you know, resolve to lose weight, resolve to do this, or resolve to do that. And people resolve to do things for the resolutions. But I think this is, you were talking about how it seems it's easier, you know, if you're the kind of person who makes resolutions at the beginning of the year and then come, you know, March, you know, they've gone by the wayside. Maybe it's easier to make anti-resolutions where you resolve to not do something, resolve to not eat out as often, resolve to not drink sodas, or resolve to cut back on how many sodas you drink. If you're conscious about your health, maybe you resolve to not buy as much junk food, or you resolve not to buy as much like candy, sweets, or sodas. You know, the things that we tend to do that, you know, we just don't. It'll be better. You know, resolve to not drive to your friend's house if they're really just a few minutes away walking, you know, just walk it instead. I'm not going to drive. And you're not resolving to walk to your friend's house. You're resolving to not drive. You're resolving to not do things.
And part of that also can be resolving to be less stressed. And how would you achieve such a thing? Well, many times that resolution could be as simple as not engaging in people and situations that you know are going to cause you stress and anxiety. As part of health and wellness and living a more peaceful life, that's another thing you can resolve to do. To get rid of those things that no longer serve us.
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily resolve to try to lose 50 pounds or resolve to do something that might not be achievable because it's an extremely lofty goal or a goal that will require more work and more time than you can do in 1 year.
Uh-huh.
And more work and more energy that you can do during this particular time of our lives. So keep those things in mind as we start our journey. So close your eyes. We're going to quickly count down from 10 to 1 to get you in a more meditative, introspective state. Take some nice deep breaths as you do so. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. Visualize in your mind's eye. Open the door. The place where you live, and you're in a magical place. With a path before you, in a deep, dense forest. You start off on this path. It is night, and the moon is shining brightly overhead, so bright that you can see the land all around you. You're walking through this forest. You see trees that are barren of their leaves, but also trees like pine, fir, and spruce. You feel the wind blowing around you, a cold, sharp wind, and you hear the snow crunching beneath your feet as you continue on this path. Continue on. You walk a little farther. And you see before you a ring of trees. And in the center is an open space. The single large rock flat on the top, perfect for sitting and contemplating. And that bright moon is shining down into that space. But take a seat and look at the forest around you. The deep blanket of snow that covers everything. And contemplate. Think about those things you experienced last year or even the past 2 years. Contemplate those things that worked for you? Those things that didn't work for you? And those things that maybe were okay? So maybe you'd like to see something a little different. And maybe those things are your job. The dwelling you live in. The city or town where you live. The people that cause you harm or stress or anxiety in your life. Or maybe those friends that you lost connection with. Think about your spiritual well-being. Your physical health, your mental health, think about those things that you might like to improve. Maybe education. It could be anything. It could be formal schooling. Learning about a new spiritual path. Rediscovering an old spiritual path. Finding things that will make you happy, more at peace, as you think about these can be inspirations for new things, resolutions, to do new things, to try new things, to reestablish friendships, or resolutions to do things that no longer serve. Resolve to say no. Resolve to live more simply. Resolve to step away from people and situations in your life that cause you stress, anxiety, or harm. Resolve to forgive yourself. Resolve to find balance. As you continue to think and contemplate these things, look up in that bright night sky and feel the brilliant white light of inspiration and wisdom of the moon goddess, that white, bright, incandescent light of the bright moon above. Feel yourself being bathed in these white light vibrations and wisdom. Moon goddess, inspire us, bless us, and teach us. And when you are ready, walk back through the forest on your path back to your home and the place where you live. From 1 to 10, come back to the place where you are in the here and now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. You're back in the here and now. And think about the things that came to mind. Maybe spend a minute or so writing some of these things down. And remember, there's no hard and fast rule on resolution. Find what works for you. And find and seek out those things and people or books or places in nature to help you live a happier and peaceful, less stressful life. And as we go through the waning moon for this month, again, think about those things that could be your anti-resolutions, the things that you resolve not to do. That'll help you live a more peaceful, happier, stress-free, more successful life, whatever that means to you. We take this moment to turn back to the center, and we thank the wisdom, the inspiration, and the power of the moon goddess Caradwyn. Caradwyn as mother goddess, as crone goddess during this winter of the year. We thank you for guiding us, teaching us, lending us your powers of introspection and wisdom. And moon goddess of many names by many different cultures, we thank you for being with us. Blessed be. We turn our attention back to the north and the cold earth. And we thank spirits, elementals, and guardians of the sacred direction north and the cold frozen earth for reminding us to be thankful for the good that we have in our lives. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and the cold frozen earth, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attentions back to the west, and the home of the setting sun. And we thank those elemental forces and spirits and guardians of the West and the waters of the world in all of its forms for being with us, for reminding us to have compassion for others, empathy for others and ourselves, and to aid our continual quest of healing for our minds and bodies and spirits. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and water, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention to the south and the sacred fires, the fires of warmth, the fires that are that spark and spirit that live within us, and that fire of warmth that reminds us that we are not alone, to help us to remember to stay connected and kind to others. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire, we thank you. Blessed be. And we turn our attention back east, back to the home of the rising sun. And we thank elementals and spirits and guardians of the east and sacred element of air for being with us, for sending messages to us from our ancestors and our deities, for being that source of wisdom and intellect, and bringing us winds of change. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the east and air. We thank you. Blessed be. And we look to the space around us and that bright, brilliant light that has encompassed the place where we live and the land that we are on. And focus on that bright light and bring it in back, slowly drawing it inward to the place where you live, and the room that you are in. And to your altar space, or the place where you are sitting. And draw that energy into yourself. And as you do so, remember that there is that tendril of bright light that is still reaching out to the cosmos. And know that that energy and that connection between you and your community, you and your tribe, is with you always. And the circle is open, but unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. So before we go tonight, I would like to remind people, as we often do at the end of every show, of some of the many things we have going on, not only with Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, but also Circle Sanctuary in general, what's going on in Circle Land, and various different events and activities. And the next thing that Circle has going on is the In Bulk event, and that is coming up on Saturday, January 29th. That event is held online. So if you go to Circle Sanctuary's website, circlesanctuary.org, and you click on upcoming events, if you also click on the homepage, and you scroll down, you will see the In Bulk Festival on the homepage. And it is held online via private YouTube Live from 1 to 3 Central Time. And click on that link, and it'll give you information on how to register for that event. For our upcoming podcasts, the next one is tomorrow, and that is going to be the, I'm going to call it the inaugural event for the new podcast called The Blue Marble with Reverend Charlotte Bear. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. And these shows will be every Friday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, et cetera, et cetera. The first show is called Green Faith Powers Up with Amy Brooks. And Amy Brooks is a U.S. organizer for Green Faith International. And she's talking with Charlotte about the Green Faith story, what it means, what it's about. And it all revolves around the climate justice, and getting things going to address that all around the world amongst various faith communities. And they'll be talking about a number of initiatives that will be coming up for the year 2022. On Sunday, we've got Nature Mystic, of course, and January 23rd is an encore presentation, Bridget of the Sacred Waters. This was an encore from January 22nd, 2020. And coming up with Lunatic Mondays, Monday, January 24th, is author Phyllis Curott. And that's...
she's fun.
She's fun. Going to talk about her new project, experiences with the online 2021 Parliament of the World's Religions. And... that's what we've got going on in the next week. So make sure to check out Circle Sanctuary's homepage. Of course, they've got links to everything else they've got going on, including February's full moon ritual, which is live streamed, and a variety of other things. The other big thing is that Pagan Spirit Gathering will be held in person this year. So in 2022, it is going to be in person. The registration has not opened for that quite yet. I think they're going to within the next week or two. And it is going to be from June 19th to June 26th. It is at the Pulaski County Fort Leonard Wood Shrine Camp in Waynesville, Missouri. And from what I understand, it's got a lot of bells and whistles and cool amenities and blah, 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 kinds of good stuff there at that particular event. So as soon as it opens, we'll be talking about it quite a bit as soon as registration opens up for that, as well as when registration will be opening again for in-person events on Circle Land. And hopefully, as this current variant of the coronavirus, COVID-19 virus, takes its course and wanes as it travels through various populations, won't last forever. And there's some signs it's already starting to... so there are decreases in numbers of new infections, a variety of places in the U.S., mm-hmm. that at some point the circle will be open for in-person activities again. Now, it just so happens right now, it's, tell me yesterday, it was cold there. Like with the wind chill, it was minus 20 on Circle Land.
Burr.
I mean, it's cold here in Northern Virginia. That's super cold. That's past my limit anyway. So typically they wouldn't have things a whole lot going on there anyway because it's that cold. So as the months get warmer, we will see, hopefully, Circle Land opening back up for a variety of things again. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've got going on tonight and what we've got going on next week. And I've been doing Bridget songs. Do we have a A Caradwyn song?
Not really.
I'm not sure that we do have a Caradwyn.
No, we haven't uploaded one. We should.
We should. There are artists that do have Caradwyn songs. Mm-hmm. Some I knew. I'll do the Crone Collects Bones because I was talking about Crone Goddess.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
The Crone Collects Bones by Celia.
Cool.
So stay warm, stay toasty, hug your cat or your dog, and we will see you.
Or your human companion.
Or your human companion,
yeah.
Because, you know, they're okay, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, people.
Yeah. We'll talk to you later.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Let's be.
Bodies on the forest floor, the crone collects bones. Crone gathers the bones, she reads the symbols on the stones, she gathers up her herbs. You may say it is absurd, but she can cure you of your ills, so you can shake those nasty pills. She is the crone, the wisdom of the crone.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.